working towards a level of understanding as we talk more with Adara, and we're going to talk more about loving yourself, basically loving yourself free of charge. Now, of course, I put that in the monetary context, but I guarantee you that it will sort of put you in that context. When you have that energy flowing in your life and you don't have those blockages, guess what money you're not putting out for? Medical bills to relieve the stress and strain in your body. But right now we're going to talk with Beth McDonald, our AAA editor here in Santa Barbara, California on the Central Coast, and find out where we are today. What is our, I'll put it this way, Beth, what is our mantra for today, for this week, as we head into the latter portion? I can't believe that it's the latter portion of July.
Yikes. The summer has just flown by this time.
Yeah.
I'm just absolutely shocked by it. If we had to turn this week's astrological math into a soundbite or a mantra, it would be this: discernment, discretion, and valor. And in a nutshell, what that means is we are learning how to say the right things in the right way, from the right place, at the right time, to the right people. It's all about appropriate communications.
Interesting.
Yeah. Well, Mercury's about to go retrograde, and everything else is in Leo, which is very, very demonstrative.
Another opportunity for self-knowledge, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, this is another learning lab. This is where we get to learn how to mediate, negotiate, be more graceful, really be compassionate. You know, there is so much suffering out there, and we're not taught as a society, at least Americans really aren't, about how to be present with the suffering of others and how to work together as a tribe, or in Leo's case, you know, the pride. Leos are pack animals, you know. It's very much about family and community. And so, you know, this has really been the summer of family and community, and not just our immediate families and our immediate communities, but, you know, as Americans, and then America as part of the global community. You know, the crises are just that big. We have to focus. We have to learn.
And it's interesting that through the quote unquote crises that face us on a global and national and regional level, those kinds of things tend to foster that, don't they? They tend to foster more community because we begin to realize
we are
reliant on one another.
We are interdependent.
Interdependent.
As Stephen Covey so eloquently put. And, you know, the thing, I don't know why this is, but for some reason, very few of us wake up in the morning and just say, wow, I want to be a more virtuous person. I want to be better. I want to do better at this, that, and the other thing. It really takes something external, going a way we did not want it to go, in order for us to really make time in our lives and take the opportunities to stretch and learn and grow and master new things.
I want to have you in studio in the fall to fill a full hour discussing these kinds of things. I'll talk to you about that at a later date, but we'll maybe look into November and have you in here around Thanksgiving, one of the critical and crucial communal times, at least in this country. And we'll see where we are at that point in time.
Yes, and I will have awesome new information, because I will just be coming back from a road trip, part of which is my annual Halloween pilgrimage to Hawaii.
Oh, very
exciting. Where I go.
Yeah, that says Halloween to me, Hawaii.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. think about volcanoes and you know, the kind of Phoenix from the ashes kinds of things.
I hear you. Okay.
I'll explain all about it.
All right. Well, we'll have you on around Thanksgiving this year. And again, we'll have you back next week. BethMcDonaldConsulting.com. And it is 963-0842.
Yes. Thanks so much, Richard.
You bet. And we'll talk to you next week.
Awesome.
And I'm Richard Dugan. This is Tell Me Your Story. Stay tuned.